Pinocchio, retold by Caro Ottolinghi, illustrated by Jim Talbot. Long ago, there was a village snuggled deep in the Blue Mountains. The Blue Fairy watched over the village and all of the people in it. A poor woodcarver lived in the village. His name was Geppetto. He had many friends, but no wife or children. "I will make a wooden puppet," Geppetto said one day. "I can pretend that it is my son. I will call him Pinocchio." The Blue Fairy heard Geppetto's lonely words. The Blue Fairy blew on the wooden doll, and it began to dance and laugh. "Listen to my friend, the little cricket," the Blue Fairy told Pinocchio. "He will tell you what is right and what is wrong. If you do not tell the truth, your nose will grow. Since you are almost a real boy, you must go to school," Geppetto said. But Pinocchio did not make it to school that day. On the way, he met a sly fox who tripped him.
"Sell me your books," the fox said. "Go watch the puppet show like real boys do. It's much better than school."
"No, no," cried the little cricket. "You must go to school."
But Pinocchio didn't listen. "I want to be a real boy," he said, and he went into the show. Pinocchio enjoyed the show very much. He began to dance with the other puppets.
"Look at Pinocchio," the fox said to the puppet master. "People will love him. A puppet who does not need strings? I will sell him to you."
The puppet master agreed. The audience loved Pinocchio, but the puppet master was not kind to him. Pinocchio was so afraid that he began to lie. He said that the little cricket was magic and would do terrible things if they were not let go. As Pinocchio lied, his nose grew. When Pinocchio saw his nose, he burst into tears. He told the puppet master the truth about his poor papa, Geppetto. The puppet master felt sorry for Pinocchio and gave him 2 gold pieces to take to Geppetto. On his way home, Pinocchio met the fox.
"Don't go home yet," said the fox. "I know a place even better than the puppet show, Donkey Island."
"But I have money for my papa," said Pinocchio.
"Bury the money," said the fox. "Then you can play like the real boys."
"No," cried the little cricket.
But Pinocchio didn't listen.
"I want to be a real boy," he said, and he went with the fox.
Pinocchio ate cakes and candy on Donkey Island. He played games and made new friends. He never thought about Geppetto. Suddenly, one of Pinocchio's new friends turned into a donkey.
"I don't want to stay here any longer," Pinocchio said. "I don't want to turn into a donkey. I will get my money and go home."
But the hole where Pinocchio had buried his money was empty. Someone had taken it.
"You must leave," said the little cricket. "You and your papa are in great danger."
"What danger?" asked Pinocchio.
"The fox will sell you when you turn into a donkey," said the little cricket, "and your father is looking for you. When you didn't come home, he set off in a tiny boat."
"But Papa knows where I am," said Pinocchio.
At once, his nose began to grow again. Pinocchio hung his head and cried.
"I must find my papa," he said, and he dove into the ocean.
For 2 days, Pinocchio swam and yelled for Geppetto. Finally, he saw Geppetto's tiny boat. A monstrous fish was about to swallow it.
"Papa," Pinocchio cried as he boarded the boat. "I'm sorry. I thought about you every day."
As Pinocchio lied, his nose began to grow again. Pinocchio hung his head.
"No, Papa," he said. "I did not think about you, but I am here to help you now." I am so happy to find you, Geppetto said. But this fish is about to eat us. Let's build a fire, said Pinocchio. The fish might cough and spit us back into the water.
It worked. The fish spat them out, but Geppetto could not swim.
Climb onto my back, Pinocchio said. I will swim for both of us.
Pinocchio swam and swam. Finally, they reached the shore, but the wooden puppet was all broken. He was dying. The blue fairy heard Geppetto's cries of sadness.
Don't be sad, she said. You love each other.
And it was that love that magically turned Pinocchio into a real boy.